I'm not a performer, right? I don't know how to play it up. Like, oh, you got your sweet tooth that we're rolling. Like, it's my first thought. It's always like, yeah, we're rolling, right? Yeah, of course we already, you know, like, I gotta see what that
show
does.
You can just isolate this and just be, just start it from, yes, we are rolling, Red. We are rolling. This is Loser Lee's Wrestling with the Loser Lee's Wrestling crew. My name is Red Jefferson. I'm here with
Moa Chaswell.
No rules here. We got no rules.
God, that always makes me laugh. That's great. It's fun
this is
saying
the
news my
name. You can't lose. It's fun. It's a fun thing. And I'm glad. And we wish Moa a happy birthday this week.
Thank you. Thank you, Red. Thank you.
Everyone else collectively in their podcast ears are listening and they're chanting it as well. This is the news you can't lose, going from November 22nd to what day is today? November 28th. What a action-packed. Oh, November 21st. I'm sorry. But what an action-packed week we had, Moa. What an action-packed week. Actually, there's only 5 things to talk about.
That's normal.
5 big news story. No,
yeah,
actually, I usually get to around 8. I have about
really?
8 is my average.
Okay, fair. Yeah. Well, let's see what you got.
I think. Well, okay. The top one, this is honestly probably the most exciting one of the week. Top Flight signs with AEW officially.
Yeah. They're so young. It's crazy. It's crazy.
They're very young and they're very good. I'm a big fan. I like what they've done so far. It's interesting. Man, like they have such a good tag team division. And I feel like they haven't... really even explored the teams that they have. And I'm all for Top Flight and everything, but it just seems like I want to see TH2 at the top of the pack before I see Top Flight, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I'm also kind of annoyed because, like, they are still struggling with the women's division. I'll keep mentioning it until they're not. Mm-hmm. And they definitely don't need more tag teams. And they brought in another tag team instead of, like, fixing the weaknesses that they have. But having said that, it must be really cool for them because one of them's like 19, the other's like 20.
They're 19 and 21.
21, yeah. So it's just an insane thing for them, and I can't help but be excited for them that they got this opportunity.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Do you have a favorite, have you been watching them on Dark? Do you have a favorite, I don't know, what's your favorite things about them?
I have been watching them on Dark. I like that they sell. They're good. They're good, and because they're brothers, they have a natural chemistry where... Like, unlike some other teams that not necessarily have been doing it forever, but, you know, like Jurassic Express, they've only been with each other, for 5 years or something like that? Mm-hmm. These kids have known each other forever. They've been practicing together. They already know their timing. So their double team moves are super crisp. You know, like, they don't look like they're waiting for something, which was nice. Just in the Dark matches that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching a lot of Dark and BTE, Moa.
That's great,
I've been watching a lot of BTE and Dark recently.
It's kind of...
But I'm...
It sounds similar to Young Bucks, too, actually. Because, like, when they first... I mean, now it's, like, understood that they're just... That they're also pretty crisp overall. And, like, just have extremely good chemistry together. But when they first started getting known, like, traveling, like, I don't know, ROH and PWG and everything, they were always that way. Like, I assume you can contribute that to... being real brothers. And,
growing up together.
And, like, having that same passion their entire lives. It's a good
but also
advantage.
Wrestling with each other,
mm-hmm.
like wrestling with each other, even before training, just knowing what the other person likes doing. It's very like I'm sure it's very it's a little easier for them to get that type of chemistry because of that. Have you watched the Acclaimed yet?
Yeah. They've had a few matches. Yeah.
How do you feel about them?
I like the rapping gimmick. I think it's fun. Abaddon. Oh, of course. Red, of course I'm going to like the rapping gimmick.
Course,
it's me.
Of course
it's
you
me.
Like the rapping gimmick. Yeah, I know.
How
I'm
fun.
An idiot for even suggesting
I think it's fun. It's like Abaddon. I don't know how far they're going to be able to go with this thing. I don't know. Is he just going to do these little freestyles every single week? I don't know how that's going to work. But I like the dynamic of that guy doing a little freestyle and Taz having to comment on it, and it's like of how much he hates it, or he's just like frustrated by it, but he has to put it over somehow. And the first time they came out on Dark,
it's not good rapping.
It's good for wrestling standards. It's fun.
The rapping gimmicks that I've seen in the past, like John Cena's
good.
I thought his were very good.
His is very
John
good.
Cena's were very good.
Yeah,
like, and I'm that's the one I'm comparing it to. Which other ones should I even compare it to? What other successful rap gimmicks have there been?
Cena would do it. He wouldn't do it every week, though, would he? I can't remember. It's been so long at this point.
For a while, he was doing it every week, and then when he moved over to Raw and he became part of the Chain Gang and hustled loyalty respect, he stopped rapping.
Oh, okay.
Together.
Well, shoot. If he did it every week, then I guess that one thing I was going to say doesn't work. I remember him it feeling like it was built up. Like, he would do a really sick one on Kurt Angle that he would build up to or something. If that's the case,
He did once every single week, and then he'd do one on Velocity if he was on it too. He did so many raps. Like, if you ever look at his raps against Rikishi, his raps against Sky Tuhati, his raps against Tajiri, like, they're very non-PC.
Hey, you know what? You know what the difference is? Is that John Cena didn't have music backing him, and he didn't have music videos made with him, where this guy is doing it all. That requires different talents, okay?
All
right. I'm angry. I'm coming at you. I don't know why. I don't actually care that much.
I don't want to get you angry. Somebody hold Barb. Hold Noah back.
Get off
I would
me.
Love for Barb to just jump in to hold you back for that one moment. Moving on. We've been on the first fucking news story forever. Second news story. G4 signs Xavier Woods.
What? Oh, yes.
So G4, the gaming channel that was around for a few years, and then it stopped in 2014. They're making a relaunch in 2021, and as a part of their new crew, Xavier Woods is a part of it. Ain't that something, Mo?
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I forgot. I hadn't heard of G4 in friggin' a decade, it feels like.
Sure.
So I just was shocked at first to know that they're still around. But I did hear this. I knew they were around
in some capacity, but I didn't know they were relaunching.
Yeah. I did hear this. I think I just didn't realize it was G4. I think I just thought it was like gaming channel or something, you know, generic sort of thing. But that's big, and that's great for Xavier. Like, I think
you excited for it, Mo?
I'm not gonna probably watch it. I'm not going to. But it's another thing I'm excited about him because he wants so bad to be part of the gaming community, you know, and he's like finding ways to get in there. And, so cool for him.
And he's not getting any younger.
No,
he's not getting any younger. He's getting injured, so this is a good. Side career.
Yeah.
That would make him more important in WWE land should he go back and forth.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Which is great.
Good for Xavier Woods. We wish you the best. Number three, Shane Helms and Fit Finlay are back in action. They're back at WWE, no longer furloughed.
Uh-oh.
What big news, Mo?
You said back in action. I'm like, they're wrestling again? Oh my God. No, they're doing
Finlay
whatever.
If wrestling again, I would be so stoked.
Yeah, what are they doing?
Yeah, they're no longer furloughed. They were producers, and now they're back. They're taking people back now. They're starting to bring some people back onto the underneath the umbrella.
Well, good for him.
And I'm a little shocked about Shane Helms, honestly, because of his cooperation with AEW just a week or two ago.
What did he do?
Matt Hardy deletion with Sammy Guevara.
Yes, he was in that. Yeah.
I'm a little shocked that they would bring someone back that was working so closely, well, not closely, but recently.
That is surprising, yeah. They're so bitter about things and so juvenile as a company. They're real shitheads, that WWE. Sorry, yeah. That's an off.
You know what? They are some real shitheads.
That's wow, a sight.
Like, we have to start tweeting this stuff because I don't think anyone has this type of content.
My bad.
WWE are real shitheads. And then it goes wildfire. Everyone's just like, how did they do that? How did they say what everyone's thinking?
Oh, God. Yeah, my bad.
No, it's perfect. That's what people come here to Loser Leaves Wrestling for, are hard-hitting, action-packed commentary. We're doing great, Moet.
Thank you. Next news story.
We got another thing here. This one's barely a news story. It's more of a talking point I want to discuss. Will Hobbs is now Powerhouse Hobbs. So given the WWE treatment where they take away his first name, he's no longer a person. Mm-hmm. Do you like this change?
I think Will Hobbs is going to be around. I think that name is going to be around. I can't see how they completely change it to Powerhouse. That makes no sense. That's a silly name.
His Christian birth name is Powerhouse.
No, but it's they just changed it up for I don't know. I liked it when JR was calling him Willie Hobbs. Big Willie Hobbs. I thought that was a better name than Powerhouse.
Big Willie Hobbs.
Willie
good.
Hobbs. Yeah. Do you have a preference?
I just don't like Powerhouse.
Yeah.
Powerhouse sounds lame. I wish they called him Brickhouse.
Brickhouse Hobbs.
Like Brickhouse? Brickhouse Hobbs sounds so much better. Power has too many syllables. Brickhouse is just like Brickhouse Hobbs. You gotta get a chant.
Power.
How are you supposed to say powerhouse? Say powerhouse as a chant.
You'd have to say powerhouse. Powerhouse. Powerhouse.
Oh, I guess it would just be that.
Powerhouse Hobbs. Powerhouse Hobbs. Yeah, but, that does it.
It's but not... like Brickhouse Hobbs. Brick House. That's pretty good. I don't know. I think that's fun. And is that fun for you? Are you excited about this?
No.
Do you see big things for Powerhouse Hobbs?
Yes, I really liked seeing him as a heel. I think it all makes sense. He changed completely, and his expressions are very heelish now, and that makes sense now. Whereas before, I think a face, he was just like all like energy, which was fun in its own way, but it felt very like one dimensional.
Sure.
Whereas at least this is a heel, you can really dig into this kind of like, I'm the mean guy kind of look. I don't know. He moves slower.
He's got a sneer.
He's doing well.
He's got a real sneer to him.
Yeah. He looks great. And I think, he looks great. And I think he, with Taz on the mic for him, I think he has a chance.
What was very funny, seeing both Brian Cage and Hobbs behind Taz, and Taz is saying shit, and Hobbs, first day of the job being a heel behind Taz, does it perfectly. Say nothing, give a mean look, and then Brian Cage is over there, like, kind of tossing back and forth, and he'll say things like, who better than us? And it just, he does, like, Hobbs gets it. Hobbs got it immediately. It's very exciting. I'm very excited for him. Before we move on, you saw Taz choke out Cody.
That was cool. That was fantastic. It was one of my favorite segments of that week and last several months at the very least. Yeah, it was great. It started very rough, but I can forgive it because it ended really well. And maybe I don't know, it made me think like, oh, maybe he knew how much was going to go into that segment. Maybe he was nervous cuz his kid was there. I don't know. I can forgive how like he stumbled over himself.
Sure.
In the beginning.
Because it finished well. Finished very well. Do you think they're going to have a match? Do you think Taz is going to have a match with Cody?
Oh, he's been retired for a while. And actually, no, I
but
don't
But he looks
wanna...
in good shape.
Maybe in a tag team match or something, I'd be okay with. I don't want it. He's too big. No. He's like a little boulder.
No, he's good. He's stout. He's good. Let him get in there. I just want him versus Cody.
Why did he stop wrestling?
Cody could make it.
Was it an injury?
Well, his back. His back was no specific injury. No specific injury. It's just that he saw the writing on the wall. He had an opportunity with announcing, and he just decided to do that. And any opportunity where they're like, "Hey, you want to come back?" He's just like, "I'm I'm overweight. I'm out of shape. Like, I'm not going to do it."
Okay.
So, but now he looks in pretty okay shape. You saw him in those tight jeans. He's been wearing tight jeans every week. Yeah. You see those quads busting through those seams?
I did. I did notice those quads busting through those seams. Yeah, you're right.
And he could have a great match with Cody. Cody could work around those things, you know, bump for him a little bit.
I think so.
Cody's
got...
Because I don't see the point. I don't see the point in in having a manager attack someone and the manager not get some sort of comeuppance.
Right. Yeah. I wonder what his kid's doing now, because that's he just showed up randomly at the end. So I don't know if that's like going to play into it in some weird way. Kid beats up QT Marshall or something.
It's very cute. I'm very excited about the fact that Taz has a son. A part of the thing. And I like the idea that he's being trained by Cody.
That was so good. That was a great line. That would piss me off in real life if that was a thing, you know? So it was great that they used
this
it.
This is good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, 100%. And the way he was, you even said, the way he was talking off the mic, very good. And the last thing we got here, Mohit, the last one, The Rock had a float in the Macy's Day Parade. Did you see this?
I heard it. I missed it. How was it?
Did you see the picture?
No. It was CGI, I think I read. Was it CGI?
No, it was a... No, it was a float. It was as The Rock, as Young Rock, with a fanny pack.
I'm looking it up right now. Do you know about the show, Young Rock? Have we talked about that?
Yes, I saw some clips of it. They have Andre the Giant. I saw a clip of Andre the Giant and Iron Sheik in there.
What? No way.
Yeah,
I haven't seen clips. I saw
it
like
no clips, just stills.
Ooh, I gotta see this. That's exciting. I'm excited about it. That show, because it's got a good cast,
too,
you know.
Yeah. And I think it's cool to go from the perspective of I think they're going from a perspective of a kid wandering through the 1970s, 1980s locker room.
No, well, I think that's part of it, but I think it's what I read was it's about his time in Hawaii, was it? Where he's just kind of like as a kid, but his dad's really famous. So he, even as a kid, he runs into these like super famous people. But it's not about wrestling. Yeah. It's about his like his football years or whatever to start out with. And then maybe it'll get there.
I guess more of what I'm saying is that I'm glad that they're going to there's a sitcom that's going to depict some of that time.
Oh, I get you.
Which I think is cool.
Yeah. And I'm looking at this Andre. Andre, he does not look like him, but I do like that he's in it.
Iron Sheik looks good.
Oh, that's Iron Sheik. I couldn't tell who that was. This is insane. Good. What an insane...
I'm very excited about it. Did you check out the float? Did you see
the float? I'm looking at the float. I'm looking at it. God damn, that's ugly. That's insane. His muscles...
Isn't that great?
I'm glad it's there. I'm actually really happy he put the money to do that. NBC paid for it. Good for them. Good for them. That's a little too, narcissistic... To make your own float, to have the money to put your own float in the Macy's Day Parade. But
sure.
Yeah, as a...
If someone else wants to do it, that's fun.
Oh, God, for sake, God damn. I'm watching it move, Red. I'm watching a video of it moving. Look at those.
You'll go cross-eyed.
Thunder thighs. Look at that. Gigantic. There's 40-foot... it's ridiculous. I'm going to calm down.
40-foot thighs.
That's what I want to say.
40-foot thighs. We got to get... That's going to be another t-shirt. We have so many. And Bacon's waiting for him. That's when Bacon's going to come back, is when we get merch. Ugh, but Mo, that's the news you can't lose. That's all of it.
That was fun.
That's the whole kit and caboodle. But rest assured, fam, we've got the mailbag coming up. We've got Mailman Mowat, speedy delivery.
Ooh, beep, boy. Beep. Ooh, boy. Oh, boy.
All right. I thought that was your alarm. Ooh, boy.
I'm looking in the mailbag right now, Red. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. We got three today. Three we're going to say from mine.
Three we're going to say.
Okay. We got a few. But all right. You ready for these?
Oh, I'm ready.
One from Lenore from Baltimore.
Oh.
That's a great rhyme.
That's pretty cool.
What are these people with their rhyming names? Do you think Lenore lived, like, grew up in Baltimore? Or, like, did they decide, like, this is going to make a perfect... catchphrase someday. Lenore from Baltimore. Well,
I think it probably goes deeper than that because, you know, Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven features Lenore, his love Lenore, and he was from Baltimore. So I'm assuming there's some sort of connection there.
That's genius. Maybe it's
I'm sure her parents were big Edgar Allan Poe fans.
Yeah. All right. So Lenore from Baltimore says, "Dear Loser Leaves Wrestling crew, I love your podcast. Listen to it every week and never review it. Lulz." Oh, that's okay, though. Lenore, hey, don't beat yourself Lenore. Up. It's okay. Yeah, it's all
right. Come on, Lenore. That's not right.
Please do. But you know.
Please review. If you're listening to the podcast, review it. Jeez.
All right, Lenore's question. Everyone fantasy books who would be in a new Four Horsemen. Typo. But who would you put in... a new DX with only AEW performers. DX.
Interesting. A new DX.
If we were to have... A you new need some... DX. I mean, the Young Bucks are kind of doing... They stole a lot of the DX type things. It's like a hybrid of DX and NWO.
Sure. But you need some talkers in there.
Yeah.
Because they all seem to be talking... I could see the new Bucks. I could see the Young Bucks. Not MJF.
No, you need some...
Not Darby.
I could see maybe Kip, if he had, like, a smidge more persona. I think he's got, like, the right attitude for, like, a adult teenager aspect.
Sure.
I don't know.
Sure. Marco Stunt would be the X-Pac.
Yeah. Nobody likes X-Pac.
Marco Stunt would work so well in a DX style. He'd just run around, like, he's, like, the Wee Man and Jackass.
That would be good.
Yeah. That was good. That was good. Anyone else you put in there? Anyone else just off the top of your head? Who would be your Shawn Michaels?
Matt Sydal. Maybe. I don't know. Matt Sydal's too old. Too old right now. I'm just thinking of someone like...
I was going to say Jericho.
Well, I was thinking of Dolph Ziggler, and who's the closest, like, kind of style to Dolph, and I guess it's Matt. Jericho? You think Jericho would be it?
Sammy. Sammy looks like a little shit.
That's it. That's
Sammy looks like a little shit. He'd be there. Yeah, he'd definitely be in there, but you need some talker. I can't even think of who is a good talker. There are no good talkers.
Sammy's working on it. He's getting there. He's not great. But he's getting there.
Ricky Starks, Sammy Guevara, Ricky, Sammy, Young Bucks, and Marco Stunt run around.
Yeah, that's actually not bad. That's a pretty good stable. Huh.
Okay.
Well, that
okay.
was great. I think we effectively
great job.
Got that question done. All right, next one. Curd from Chicago. No, I'm just kidding. It's Chicago. Sorry. Curd from Chicago.
I was afraid that all of our writers had typos in it. They're crazy.
All right. Here's Curd's very authoritative email. You run AEW. What would you do with Matt Hardy right now? What would we do with if we ran AEW? We do right now. We run AEW. What would you do with Matt Hardy right now? Send him home. Give him a big, you know, breakfast buffet and let him sit down. Yeah. Get your knees, you know, your hips replaced or whatever.
I'd pay him to stay in the Hardy compound. I'd give him a camcorder, and I'd give him a Jeremy Borash, and I'd let them just do what they want. And I'd just let them stay there. I'd let them stay there. And then when they send in stuff, I'll edit it. I'll edit it to what I want. I don't want Matt Hardy to.
Oh, I would like him to edit it. I think his editing is real fun. That's the one, like, saving grace, I think, is his insane choices as Damascus. I think it's the Broken Universe. I'd want more of that, but I don't want to see him wrestle. And I think he knows it,
because
too.
Have you seen his new thing?
What's his new thing? What's it called now? God. Matt. Where he just, like, starts talking about how legendary him and
how
and his
legendary
brother were.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what does he say over and over again? He's like, survive, thrive, win. I don't know. I just wish him peace. I wish him peace. I hope he has peace. I hope he finds peace, Moet, because he seems troubled.
Yeah, I think so, too, for sure.
He's rough. Yeah.
All right. Next one. We got Salman K. Salman K says, "Dear podcast, love the show. Last week's podcast was amazing. It was shorter, funnier, quicker, more informative. ... Whatever changes you made, please keep it that way." They put it in all caps. Please keep it that way. P.S. Red, I love your head cut. LOL. That's not really even
my head cut.
I think, yeah.
I love my head cut.
I think it's a typo. I think maybe haircut, or do you have a cut on your head?
Cut? I do have a cut. I have a scar on my forehead.
Oh,
why would they call attention to it? I'm very sensitive.
Oh gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you had a.
Well, you should be sorry. What piece of shit wrote that fucking email? I don't like it. There's no question.
All right, answer the statement, I wasn't on the show, so I think that was the big change. I'm assuming I think it must have been a compliment to you. I think that's what they're saying, is that you did such a great job. You're doing double duty.
What was the name of this person?
Salman.
What was the name of this person?
Salman. K. Yeah.
That's my mom's alias. She's been going on writing emails. Because she loves her son's that's very sweet. Thank you, Mom.
Your
love
mom's
you.
Alias.
Say the fuck off the email, Mom.
Your mom's alias is Salman? Or
yeah,
Salmon.
That's what she signs. That's what she signs in guest books when she doesn't want people to know that she was there, you know?
Okay. All right. Well, good. That's, I guess.
Well, I'm glad we settled it. It's my mom being a little biased. It's not right.
All
right.
Because that did make me feel a little bad, to be honest. I like to think I contribute a little bit more. But if it's a mom statement, then
I'm
going to
give my mom.
That's very sweet.
I'm going to yell at her after this phone call.
Please do.
I'm going to call her up and yell at her.
Please do. Yeah.
Because that's disruptive. Wow, that was a great mailbag.
That was fun. That was great.
Great,
I had fun.
Great
Thank
mailbag,
you, everybody.
Mailbag,
yeah, that was. Oh, thanks. Yeah, I love. Yeah, it's one of my favorite segments.
Excellent job, and And this has been the News You Can't Lose in the Mailbag with Mowat on the Loser Leaves Wrestling Network. My name is Red Jefferson. I'm here with Mowat
Jaswal.
Wait, I'm here with... I'm here with...
Mowat Jaswal.
I did it perfectly on my end. Oh, you just... know if you saw. But and ladies and gentlemen, have a great night. Mowat, if you were a color... what would you be?
Turquoise. What? What kind of...
Oh, is that? That's sweet. Great, bye, no. Everyone. That's a great answer. That's the best answer you've ever given. I get it.
I didn't know there's...
Good job.
What's your answer? What are you going to... How do you make that interesting, for God's sakes? The color of beef. Raw beef. Baby.